Sorry about that. This is part two of the Blind Girl Beauty Tag. Forgot what it was called then. Started by Molly Burke and Emily Davison. And also done by Asian Lily 19 here in Audio Boo. I'm going to carry on. And the next question is... But ever experienced any major fashion or makeup disasters due to vision loss? The short answer is yes, definitely. Whenever I was first starting out with makeup, I went to school one day having applied way too much eyeshadow. And one of my teachers pulled me aside, told me to take it off, and said that my makeup looked like a 3-year old, because I think I'd put on way too much. It was like bright blue, sparkly, and I think it was like all over my face or something. Can't really remember, I've kind of blocked it out, but yeah, that definitely happened. What I do as a technique is I apply most of my makeup with my hands. I don't really use that many brushes, just because I feel like I've got more control over how much I put on, and like I can feel things better through my own fingertips, so I use my fingers a lot, but I use my little fingers and ring fingers to do a lot of my makeup rather than my index finger, just to get that lighter touch, so that I don't apply too much pressure and I don't put on too much powder or, you know, eyeshadow or whatever it is. So yeah, another one actually quite recently, this is quite embarrassing. I'm on a work placement at the minute, and at the beginning of the work placement I would get up really early every morning so I'd have enough time to get dressed and do my hair really nicely and do my makeup really carefully, because I wanted to make a good impression on my new, you know, employers, kind of thing. But last week I kind of slipped off the bandwagon a little bit, and I was enjoying my bed too much, and I was running quite late one day. I was doing my makeup really quickly, and I think what I did was I put my mascara on, and before leaving it to dry, I applied powder over my foundation, and wet mascara from my lashes must have gotten onto the brush that I was using to apply the powder. So I had like big black streaks on my cheeks, which I had no idea about until I got to placement, and one of the women in my office was like, you have something black on your face. I was like, oh my god, so embarrassing. That was a really bad experience, because then I had to go wash it off in the bathroom, and I wasn't entirely sure if I'd got it all off or not, and then I was paranoid because I was like, I've washed this off, but what if I've washed my foundation off, and like, what if I just have like a really weird patch of no foundation in the middle of my face? Yeah, that was horrible. I've gotten up quite early every morning since then, so yeah. Next question. Do I ever have people commenting that I don't look blind or visually impaired? Again, the short answer is yes. I have a guide dog called Jazzy, who I've had since January, and definitely since having her, I would say probably about once a day, I get someone asking me if I am her trainer, or something to that effect, suggesting that, you know, she can't be my guide dog. I'm not entirely sure if this is due to me not looking blind or their lack of knowledge about guide dogs. But other people have suggested to me that it might be because I don't look like the stereotypical person with the guide dog. Like, I don't wear the dog glasses and I don't use the cane with the dog and stuff. And I walk quite confidently when I have the dog. I'm also aware that I confuse quite a lot of people, because not having lost a lot of my vision until I was about 14, I still have the I still have a lot of habits of like a sighted person, so I look at things when I do them, so I look at my phone when I'm using my phone, even though like I can't see it and the screen curtain's on. I look at my shoes when I tie my shoelaces, for instance. This really confused some people, and just stuff like this. I look at people directly when they talk to me, and because there's nothing obviously different about my eyes specifically, I think my vision loss isn't due to anything to do directly with the eyes, so my eyes are completely healthy, so they look like that. there's nothing that would kind of suggest to you physically that I can't see. So I think that confuses a lot of people. So yeah, I do get asked or comments quite a lot saying that I don't look blind when I don't have my cane or my guide dog. Well, actually, even if I am using either one of them, but, you know. I think that's the last question. Do I use any assistive technology or apps to help with makeup and fashion? Basically, no. Not really. I do have, like, gadgets and stuff that I could use if I wanted to. Like, I've got a colour detector, but it's not amazingly accurate, so I don't really use it that often. I've got apps as well, like TapTapSee, and there are colour detector apps and things that I could use if I wanted to. But I have quite a good visual memory for clothes and stuff, because I am quite a nightmare to go shopping with. I will, if you come shopping with me, I will ask you for, like, a lot of detail on anything that I buy, especially. So I will kind of store all that information away and build up a mental picture of it in my mind. And, like, before I buy anything, I will get as much detail on this thing as I can. And I will go through, like, my mental wardrobe and go, oh, yeah, that would go with that, or no, that wouldn't go with that, or, you know, so I have, like, a visual bank of all my clothes kind of thing. So, yeah, I don't really use many... Sorry, excuse me. Many apps or assistive kind of gadgets to help me. But I do know that they're out there, and if ever that I needed to use one, I know what I could use. So, yeah. Asian Lily mentioned this in her recording, and I'm going to reiterate it, hoping that someone somewhere will hear it and go, oh yeah, I want to try and make that. What I would really, really, really like is an app that could check my makeup for me. That would just be amazing. That would, like, pretty much make me totally independent, basically. That would, the freedom that would give you, I think that would be so awesome. I genuinely think that would be really cool. So yeah, if there's anyone, like, really tech savvy out there and thinks, yeah, I like a bit of a challenge, then here's a challenge for you. Invent an app that will check my makeup for me. So yeah, this has been the Blind Girl Beauty Tag. Started it by Emily Davison and Molly Burke. I've listened to Asian Lily 19's Blind Girl Beauty Tag here on Audio Boom, so I would suggest that you do the same. And I'm gonna tag Miss Sparkly Mess, Sinead Whitehouse, to do this tag next here on Audio Boom or on YouTube or whatever you choose. So, yeah. Sinead, you're up. Bye.